Eric Sanderson, and I'm a senior conservation ecologist here at the Wildlife Conservation Society. And I'm here with my colleague, Kim Fisher, and we're working on this project whose working title is Manahatta 2409. So Manahatta means Island of Many Hills, and that's the original name for Manhattan.
So Manahatta 2409 is a web interface that allows people to envision their future New York.
So our vision of the website is that you'll be able to log on to this Manahatta 2409 and you'll see a Google Maps type image of the city, which you can zoom to any block or several blocks. And there'll be a set of tools on the side which allow you to change the block. So you can add in different building morphologies. You can have bigger buildings or smaller buildings. There'll be an eraser tool. You can erase it back to the 1609 ecosystems if you like. There'll be an ecosystem tool you can add in the stream if there wasn't one before and you want one. There'll be a transportation set of tools that allow you to put in streetcars or walking paths or bike lanes or four-lane highways, you know, whatever you choose to do. And then over on the side, there'll be a little dashboard, and it'll tell you what the carbon and water and biodiversity consequences of your changes are. And I guess that's the point. You think of it as an ecosystem, right? That provides habitat for lots of kinds of animals, and that there's an exchange between the atmosphere and the plants and the soil, the carbon and water and nitrogen. All these things are moving through the ecosystem. And all that's true, even when there's huge skyscrapers there and it's all paved over. The water needs to go somewhere. The carbon exchange is going back and forth. Animals are all the time trying to live in the city, and some of them make it, i.e. pigeons. And then there's a lot of things that suffered horrible deaths, you know. I mean, you know, we speak of New York as like it's this really hard place for people to live, but actually people live in New York. Lots of things try and live here, and they die. You know, there's nothing tougher than that little grassy plant growing out of a crack in the sidewalk.
I think in general we want to sort of err on the side of leaving things open. You can put a skyscraper in the, you know, just offshore in the Hudson if you want.
That came up in a conversation
yesterday. Yeah. well, I mean, we'll see about that. But
we live in a democracy. It's not just one person's vision. It can be everybody's vision. So on the back end, the idea is that the city and urban planners can see all the visions of different people in the city and see how much they share ideas or how disparate they are.
This is all very ambitious. I mean, everything that we're describing, I mean, a lot of the components of what we're talking about, you know, haven't really been done.
Within the institution, this project is kind of a category breaker in a lot of different forms. It's not only about cities, it also is about climate change, and that's something that we're struggling with and working really hard to try and know how it fits into our global conservation efforts. It's virtual. Most of my colleagues, they actually go and watch animals on the ground. They're like the best field biologists, mud on the boots kind of people. This is a virtual project.
WCS is very empirically based. There are scientists out there looking for critters, measuring things, and this project is visionary. I mean, it's getting people to imagine possible futures, which I think people really value about it, but it's also been...
It's unorthodox. It's not what people are used to. I have to say, I think the biggest dream for this project isn't just about New York City. It's about cities all over the world. In 2007, it was the first time there were more people living in cities around the world than in rural areas, and the first time in all of humanity. Cities are a very, very important part of humanity's future, and learning how to live in cities well and sustainably and pleasantly and productively is really, really important to the 21st century and for every other century that follows it. I mean, is there any more important problem? We know we're already massively unsustainably using the natural resources of the planet. Who has an idea about how it's actually going to work out? Nobody has that. And instead, what we do is we argue about politics and who pays more taxes. And of course, we're not touching those issues, because I think if we can produce visions that are beautiful enough, then that will change those issues.